Hello, Tyler Bryden here. Happy Friday. I guess depending how you're looking at it, you may have noticed one thing's changed. I got some glasses on. These are not glasses to help me see better. They are blue light glasses. I'm finding my eyes are hurting at like 1 p.m. these days. And I got like 30, 50 years of looking at computer screens, and they're my primary source of income, in some cases joy. So I need to keep these babies alive. Testing this out, I may look goofy, but bear with me. It's a change for the better, I hope at least. And probably next week you'll see me with these off. They will not. I will churn. There will be no retention here. Want to talk about? I mean, it's been a week of fun. This guy on Twitter summarized it nicely. Obviously, sort of said this last week that this is a big earnings week to understand. And how is the economy looking? How does everyone feel? And unfortunately, it didn't go so well. And we can see sort of after hours response to Amazon's earnings, first quarterly loss since 2015. And again, it's hard to keep the growth growing at sizes at these scales. And then obviously there was such an acceleration through COVID on some of these companies and their revenue. But overall, some of the signals that are coming from this is that that we are in a dangerous place. Most likely, it seems this signal is that we're trending and heading towards a recession. And a couple other sort of tweets that, maybe a little too dramatic, as some people said, but cash outflows, revenue shrinking, and then overall the trend that we're seeing from these companies here now is that they are saying they are going into cost optimization, reserving capital. So some of these companies that are aggressively growing that have been aggressively growing are now making changes to how they're operating. And we're starting to see that play out. Amazon saying that, Facebook, Meta, whatever, saying that. And I think that's going to be something that's going to continue in big companies like this, but obviously is applying in private markets and startups as well. And talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. Overall, another interesting sort of piece here, which was Q1 revenue growth year over year change. And you can see the stars here, slowest in company history. And so a few of those hitting that, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix. And, obviously there are some outliers here that are still growing. And you can see that this is still there's still impact on the stock prices of these. And of course, again, the supply chain issues, there's all this stuff, there's all these macro pieces affecting this. But overall, what this leans to is a sentiment that is not good, and downstream consequences for private markets, public markets, and then everyday people as well. And we're going to see that play out over the next little bit. Some of this, I think, impact lags, but I think based on what's happened in these Q1 earnings calls, some of this will start to be more acute and start to happen more quickly. And as a note to sort of supplement that, it's Netflix, obviously last week, subscriber loss this week, the layoffs begin. And so it seems like marketing are getting the brunt of this. I'm a marketer, so it's painful, it's sad, but it sounds like they made some missteps. And when you lose that much money, there's no other option. This is the way that it's sort of going to go. And so we're going to see more of this, I think. And again, in public markets, but then in private markets, I mean, there are companies who have just raised a significant round, and they need the people, they need the talented people to execute on their business plans. That's where the use of funds was going. But in general, the advice has been to, yes, extend runway, decrease cost, and aim for break even, or ideally profitability. Obviously, that's not necessarily easy thing to do in some of the business models and sort of deep tech spaces that are now available and or being worked on. And so Matt, followed, saw this on LinkedIn, saw this on Twitter here as well too, a nice little picture from Succession, great scene. And what he talks about is the great VC pullback of 2022. And a couple notes from this, and so growth market dead, Series A, Series B slowed down considerably, and then only seed and crypto remain vibrant, and then in brackets he put delusional. I think this is how a lot of people were already starting to trend and feel. And after this week, it's just another signal of that. And so one of the things that he talked about that was really interesting is that there are a bunch of funds who have raised a bunch of money. And where does that money go? Like, they're expected to deploy that capital very quickly. What he's saying here is that these monies are going to go to existing portfolio companies. And there's struggles in that. That's their own challenge. And a lot of these companies are that they've actually invested are in their portfolio. They're facing similar challenges and problems where they are, they don't have the revenue to support their valuations from 2021. And so there's going to be a lot of challenges over the next year. I don't know how long this lasts. Obviously, there's people much smarter than me trying to make those predictions. I will just follow along and do that. His last note that he sort of talks about there is no one wants to do a round at an evaluation that was from 2021. So a couple other insights that came from that were some people just sharing, like, if you are fundraising right now, do it quick. You're maybe not going to be able, well, not even maybe, you're most likely not going to be able to do it on your terms. This is not the founder-friendly environment that it had been, where there was so much capital flowing into the system and it needed to be deployed. Due diligence was out the window and capital was just being thrown and thrown and thrown. So you're raising money. Good luck to you. I think there are some really interesting challenges ahead. And if you have the revenue and the growth and you're de-risking in this environment, I think you can be an outlier. You can be in that exceptional group that then raises capital. But unless you have, whether again, the educational background, the previous exits, something just is truly, truly unique that shows traction, it will be a challenge. And the question I'm asking myself is, I sort of talked about the sentiment piece, that it's not great after this week, and that's sort of why at the start I said happy Friday, depending on how you look at it. But overall, what I'm looking at is the impact on private businesses and then startups. Depending on how you classify yourself and the way that you're trying to operate that business, you can be in both of those groups. And I'll tell you a couple ways that this has, personal experience, this has impacted us, which is one of our great companies that we were working with. They were a public market company in Canada here, and they were early in their business model trying to do some pretty innovative stuff. And so a lot of companies wait till they're more mature to go public, but in Canada, sort of a different apparatus here, and that's something that I saw played out. And so I think they had about $20-25 million in capital. Seems like a lot. It's not, especially when you're doing tech, when you're doing science, when you're doing research. And we put a lot of time and investment into them. We integrated into their system, APIs, transcription, sentiment analysis, natural language processing. And as this started to happen, their group of investors, they were a high risk investment, could be great reward but not stable, and even working in a market that hasn't really even come to fruition yet. And so as their sort of capital dried up, the downstream effects of that were basically an entire operational shutdown, and that impacted us. We put investment in them. They were a paying customer and a large one at that, and because of our relationship with them, when they go down, that has a big hit on us. And so if you're working with public companies that are being impacted by this market, whether it's they're not hitting their earnings and they're losing investors, or they need to continue to raise capital to execute on their plan, you're going to be impacted. And I think the other trend that we've seen is that if you are, because of the sort of business model that we have, at least we're doing, so obviously in transcription, sentiment analysis, natural language processing, a lot of companies that we're seeing are sort of early stage companies, startups who have a business that they're working, they have a business that they're working on, and then they are looking to integrate this kind of technology into their stack. And so then they're looking for other providers because it's not the core focus of their business. It's not the only thing that they're going to do. And in that regards, they then look to a company like us and say, wow, you've got something built. You've got both the front end, you've got both the back end. Let's just use your service. Now, what do we know? We know that startups are very likely to fail, 90% failure rate. And if you are then selling to companies who are in these stages, And I know a lot of companies that are, especially like developer first companies. These companies either maybe they raise a small round, they go that route, and then they start to look how they can you know, build out the capabilities of their system, and then look to companies like ours. And most likely, most of those companies will fail. So if you are then relying on those for customer growth, continued scale of them, you're going to see a significant portion of those most likely churn, and most likely churn not even because of something that's your fault. It's the market conditions, their own inability to raise capital and grow. And, you know, those are two ways that I think we've been acutely impacted, or we're seeing, or will probably continue to be impacted. I think it also enters a really interesting selling environment where people who are watching this are being, okay, this is sort of scary, where we are not willing to make, and we saw this at the start of COVID, we're not investing in innovation right now. We are investing in in cost saving and keeping our employees on and making it through a tumultuous time. And that becomes a harder selling environment. And a great post from one of the sales leads at Hugging Face talking about this, about already having to adjust Q1 sort of and Q2 expectations for their salespeople in order to, and then sort of backloading those on the end of 2022. And truthfully, I don't know if that's actually that tail end of 2022 is going to bounce back like we hope. I think this could continue. And again, this idea of a recession seems more and more imminent. And from a personal standpoint, what I view this as is has an impact on innovation, and has an impact on risk. And for myself, as I look forward and I look at, you know, how do I want to grow my company, or what are the next steps for myself and our team, I say we don't have the ability to aggressively invest and hire. We've been a bootstrap company to date. If we want to go raise capital, I mean, the conversations that we've been having right now are very difficult, and you're not going to raise long term. Most likely it's going to be what investors are going to do, especially at a company our stage, is going to be a convertible note. At that point, it's really just a debt instrument anyways. And so if you just want to take on debt, why would you take it from a VC over maybe more traditional bank or something like that? So that's one of the questions that I'm asking. I think in general, it decreases the risk appetite for a lot of people. And I'm looking at bigger bets that I would want to take, or product development that I would want to do, or marketing campaigns that I would want to do. And I'm saying, no, we have to reserve capital, and we got to make sure that we're going to be okay here. And that's even being lucky to be here in Canada with programs like NRC IRAP, with Shred. There are a lot of people who are not building companies with the same safety net that I would say that we have. And, you know, as I continue to look forward, it's also thinking about, you know, we've got to simplify this messaging, because, again, companies are investing in AI, they're investing in machine learning, natural language processing, all this stuff. But in an environment like this, those more abstract or less proven ROI tasks get knocked off sort of the roadmap to focus on some of the core fundamentals. And so if you can't prove that you're producing ROI, you're going to have a very difficult time selling and growing during this time. So that's not to say there are not things to be optimistic about. You know, if you're doing something good, if you're doing something valuable, and there's problems that you're solving, you are a valuable person and company and team in this world. But make sure you're doing that the best you can, and not adding, fluff to some of the things that you're doing. So I feel like a bearer of bad news this week. I've realized I sort of started this daily stand-up series in a tumultuous time. I am sort of reporting what I see as it happens, and I apologize for anyone who makes, you know, who watches this and they feel sad after. That's not my intended consequence, but it's a reflection again of what I'm seeing, designed to build this practice of content creation, but hopefully, you know, maybe informing or giving some insight in any way, and also generating conversation. So for anyone again who has reached out to me for this, sent me a message, I really do appreciate it. I hope this was informative. And I hope that you get some time to enjoy the weekend here. I look forward to continuing this. And again, thank you very much. It's been Tyler Bryden. Bye-bye.